This week, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg seems intent on showing the world that she is back. Back from lung cancer surgery in late December, back after missing 6 days of oral arguments in early January, and back being a player, even if she is in the court's liberal minority. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg has more.
On Tuesday, as the court returned from a midwinter break, Ginsburg was on the bench and the first to ask a question during oral arguments. The tiny 85-year-old justice even seemed to sit straighter in her seat. On Wednesday, Ginsburg was in the public eye again, announcing an opinion declaring for the first time that the Constitution's ban on excessive fines applies not just to the federal government, but to state and local governments as well. The unanimous ruling could have a significant impact on some parts of the country where hefty fines are imposed to raise money to fund local governments, something that the court seemed to say is forbidden. The court's ruling came in the case of Tyson Timbs, whose $42,000 Land Rover was seized by the state of Indiana after he was arrested for selling a small amount of heroin to undercover cops for $400.
They took my truck immediately. They took that the night that I was arrested, and they've had it ever since.
After a trial judge ruled the fine grossly disproportionate to the offense, the state Supreme Court ruled that didn't matter because it said the ban on excessive fines does not apply to the states. On Wednesday, however, the U.S. Supreme Court disagreed. Writing for the court, Justice Ginsburg noted that the Founding Fathers adopted the excessive fines ban for good reason. It has been a constant shield against those who in the past have used it to punish political enemies or to raise revenue, she said. Indeed, she observed, one of the reasons the 14th Amendment was enacted after the Civil War was to nullify the laws adopted in many southern states that imposed big fines on newly freed slaves, fines they could not pay, thus forcing them into involuntary labor. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.